MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Gary Kutz, the CEO of Cape Town's Century City Conference Center and Hotel. Gary, appreciate the time. An email hit my inbox recently with a phrase I'd never seen before, confrocation. Let's start with, what is a confrocation?
Morning, Simon. Thanks for having me. So confrocation is the combination of when you're in Cape Town attending a conference and then adding on a vacation. I think Cape Town has been well known for all its tourist and leisure activities and scenic spots such as Table Mountain and Cape Point for many years. Mm-hmm. And we indeed have a beautiful city. And we've been doing a lot of work to drive the business tourism to Cape Town over many years and getting people to host and attend conferences in Cape Town. And now we're trying to merge the two because we're seeing a lot of people when they're here attending a conference or event, both from local South Africa and international, they say, oh, I wish I stayed on a little bit longer. Yeah. I wish I'd planned a bit better and we'll definitely be back. But we know that only 50% roughly do actually indeed return. So we're trying to encourage people now to plan ahead and make the most of it, bring a spouse and stay on for a vacation after or before attending a conference.
I want to dig more into that, but before we do, conferencing is back. I mean, 4 years ago, your conference center would have been, you know, completely shuttered during the pandemic. There was a slow return, but my sense is that we can really say conferencing is back. Are we beating pre-pandemic levels?
Absolutely. In fact, we're surpassing pre-pandemic levels. We always try and look at the positives of COVID, and although they're few, one of them is that people now really appreciate the human interaction and getting together and appreciate the value of attending an event in person and the networking and relationship building that goes with it. So, yeah, to answer your question, in fact, we well up probably around about 45% on pre-COVID levels. So it's looking really positive.
That's properly chunky. The people attending conferences, I mean, obviously a lot of it is local. Do we also get a lot of international incoming conferences?
For sure we do. Specifically in the medical field, we find with our universities being so strong and popular with great academics in the city, we're quite popular for medical conferences, both pharmaceutical as well as medical association conferences. And that association conferences draw delegates from across the globe. So you've got the top professors and doctors and so on from all across the world really converging on the city.
And what sort of markets are the foreigners coming from? Or is it just kind of a bit of everywhere?
A bit of everywhere, but we do see mostly Europe, UK specifically. And with the ease of access now with flights from North America, we've got Delta landing 7 days a week in Cape Town, United as well. And I think Delta's increasing their flights to about 10 a week from October. So North America is becoming a lot more popular than ever before. And we're focusing a lot on the Asian market as well at the moment, with visas becoming a little bit easier with the e-visa for the Chinese market and ease of access into Johannesburg. We still don't have a direct flight from China into Cape Town, but that market is starting to grow and obviously a lot of opportunity there as well.
I was going to say, I mean, I hadn't actually thought, of course, flights is a big issue. Direct certainly helps. You can fly via Joburg, always easier to go direct. But the visas was something that really struck me because I was going to say, you know, as a government, we see a lot of selling South Africa as a tourist destination. To your point, we can double that with conferencing. And the key point there, you can go and chat with associations around the world, but it is those visas and making that easier has significant implications potentially.
Absolutely. I mean, we should even be consuming. There's many countries. I think there's probably about 50 countries that for Chinese citizens that they don't need visas. Mm-hmm. There's another 30 odd where they can land in a country and be issued a visa on arrival. And many of those countries are competitors to us within the my sector. So the easier you make it from a visa point of view, as well as air access into the city, the lot easier it will be in terms of attracting those big events. We do have a beautiful city and a country that everybody wants to come and visit.
Yeah.
So much going for us, but it's also a lot to do with how easy it is when you're trying to arrange 500,000 people, 2,000 people to travel, it's about where it's easiest to get to.
In conference, I hadn't actually thought. I mean, I've been to conferences, but I mean, for me, a big conference was 50 people. These conferences run into hundreds, thousands of people. And then on top of that, potentially spouses and family.
Absolutely. So our conference was purpose-built for that 500 to 1,000 people. So that's where we sit in, and we privately owned, which you don't often find in the conference space. Most conference centers around the world and even in South Africa are government funded.
Yeah.
And so those really like the CPICC cater for your 2,000 and up. And so we sit in that mid-market where we're bigger than what some of the hotels offer in terms of their conferencing space, and a little bit smaller than the big CPICC convention centers. But absolutely, when you've got 1,000 people traveling to an event, the opportunity for them extending and staying longer, and we all know what the economic impact of that is from a hotel spend, restaurant spend, shopping, and all the leisure activities, it's endless. And then obviously, the knock-on effect on the job creation, which is something that we in the Western Cape and with working with local government, focusing on is trying to get one job into every home within the tourism sector.
Yeah, and tourism is a huge multiplier effect on jobs. We'll leave it there. That's Gary Kutzer. He's CEO of Cape Town Century City Conference Centre and Hotel. Appreciate the time.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorised financial services provider.